thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you for this moment, and you get us together in the before your mercy seat.
在你的宝座面，在你的圣宝座面前，我们在这里聚集。
Lord, we want to continue what our brother prayed just then.
我们想要继续我们弟兄所祷告的。
Lord, we pray that you will come and fill us now.
我们祷告，现在你来充满我们。
Fill us with your hallowed presence.
求你来用你自己的同在来充满我们。
Fill us with your glorious purpose.
把你自己的荣耀的旨意来充满我们。
Speak to our heart.
向我们的心说话。
And help us to worship you in spirit and the truth.
我们在灵里和真实里面来敬拜你。
We thank you for this moment.
我们为这个时刻来感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Recently, I had a fellowship with a sister who gave her life to Christ, but never attended the water baptism.
最近我跟一个姊妹有交通，她已经把她自己生命交给主，却从来没有受浸过。
She said, as long as I am a child of God on His side, that's good enough.
她说只要我是神的儿女，我在主的这一边就够了。
So I asked her, what about on your side?
那我就问她，那你这一边怎么样呢？
Your choice, your testimony, and your experience.
那你的选择，你的见证和你的经历呢？
So I think one of the basic issues in spiritual growth is keeping the balance.
我觉得说在我们属灵成长里面要维持一个很好的平衡。
For example, the balance between biblical truth and the practice.
换句话说，关于属灵的真理和我们的实际的生活。
Or the balance between the personal and the body of Christ.
我们个人的生活和团体的生活的一个平衡。
We want to say that they both are good and important.
我们都想说这两方面都是很重要的。
But we must keep them in balance rather than favor one over the other.
我们必须要保持这个平衡，而不是说只看重一方面，轻视另外一面。
Just as we talk about God's salvation.
就像我们所讲到神的救恩。
Of course, we follow what Paul says in Romans 1:16.
当然，我们想要遵守保罗所在罗马书一章十六节里所说的。
Which is that this gospel is the power of God.
这个福音乃是神的大能。
The good news is by God's sovereign plan and works given to us as a free gift.
这个好消息是神在他的全能的计划里面和他的工作里面作为一个免费的礼物赐给我们的。
However, we also have to talk about what's going on our side.
但是我们需要讲一讲那在我们这边发生什么事情。
Because God cares about our response and choice to His free gift.
因为神对于我们对他的这个免费的礼物的一个反应是什么？
We all remember the story of creation.
我们都知道这个，我们都记得这个创造的这个故事。
It tells us that God gave man and woman the freedom to choose.
因为在那里讲到说，神给男人和女人一个自由的意志。
To choose between the fruit from the tree of life and the tree of knowledge.
这个自由意志让我们来选择这个生命的树的果子，还是知识善恶树的果子。
So you see, my dear young people, our choice matters.
所以年轻人，你看了吗？我们的选择是非常重要的。
We don't just receive the whole package of salvation and throw all our responsibility to God for doing nothing.
我们接受了这个救恩的全盘的计划，然后把这个计划扔给神父，我们就什么都不做了。
Our choice is indispensable to God's eternal plan.
我们的反应跟神的计划是我们的反应对于完成神的计划是非常重要的。
Like just this sister said, the salvation is on God's side.
像姊妹所说的，救恩是神这一侧所有的计划。
Like some say that history is actually His story.
就像有人说，这个历史是他的故事。
Salvation is God's story.
这个救恩是神的故事。
he takes it himself to accomplish the task.
是他自己所完成的。
But salvation is also our story.
但是这个救恩也是我们的故事。
We don't just wait for the good things to happen to us.
我们不是就等着这个好的事情发生。
Let us not forget that salvation is also our story on our side.
不要忘记说这个救恩也是在我们这边所要发生的事情。
So we have to keep both sides balanced.
你必须要把两侧保持平衡。
So I was reminded of one Old Testament story from a part of the history of a return from captivity.
我就想起了在旧约里面一个关于以色列人回归的一个故事。
Would you please join me in the Bible readings on Book of Esther, chapter 2.
我们一起来读以斯帖记第二章。
Only one verse, Esther chapter 2, verse 7.
只有一句话，以斯帖记第二章第七节。
And Mordecai had brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother. The young woman was lovely and beautiful.Then her father and mother died. Mordecai took her as his own daughter.
莫迪改抚养他叔叔的女儿哈大莎，奉名以斯帖，因为她没有父母。这女子又容貌俊美，她父母死了，莫迪改就收她为自己的女儿。
There are five books in the Old Testament Bible that speak of the history of a return from captivity.
在旧约里面有五本书讲到了以色列人的回从被掳之地的回归。
These five books are Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Haggai, and Zechariah.
这五本书是以斯帖记、尼希米记、以斯拉记、哈该书和撒加利亚书。
Bible history tells us that the northern kingdom fell to the Assyrians because of their unfaithfulness.
圣经里面讲到北国被叙利亚掳去，因为他们的不忠。
And about 200 years later,
200年之后
the Babylonians came and captivated the whole southern kingdom of Judah.
巴比伦就把南国给掳去，整个的犹大都掳去。
We could imagine how God's people were so sad about the humiliation of captivity.
我们可以想象以色列人是对这个被掳的羞辱是何等的难过。
But on the other hand,
但是另一面
they lived well in the foreign land.
他们在这个外邦的地过得却非常的好。
Israel used to be farmers and the shepherds in the promised land.
以色列人过去是农夫 和牧羊的人。
But after they moved to Babylon,
但是他们搬到巴比伦之后
they became international merchants,
他们却变成了商人国际的商人
bring them a much better and happier life there
给他们带来一个非常好的生活非常幸福的生活
and most importantly
更加重要的是
the Babylonians allowed them to build synagogues to keep the Sabbath
巴比伦人还让他们建立会堂而且是守安息日
So they had nothing to complain about why God wanted to move them from the land of Canaan to Babylon
他们对于神把他们从迦南地搬到以色列地没有任何的抱怨
However, my dear young people
但是年轻人
There was some true Israelites in the shadow of captivity
但是有一些真正的以色列人在被掳的这个阴暗里面
Their hearts were never satisfied by the happy life in Babylon
他们的心从来没有被在巴比伦的这个快乐的生活所满足
All they wanted just one city
他们只想要一件事情
And the temple in that city
那个在那个城市的那个圣殿
Brothers and sisters, it is Jerusalem and the Holy Temple.
弟兄姊妹，就是那个耶路撒冷和耶路撒冷的圣殿。
To them, life in Babylon was comfort.
对他们来说，巴比伦的生活是舒适的。
But it wouldn't comfort their heart.
但是没有办法安慰他们的心。
They could still keep the Sabbath in Babylonian synagogues.
他们可以在耶路撒冷的那个会堂里面守安息日。
But their hearts longed for a real Sabbath in the house of the Lord.
但他们的心却可想在神的家中有那个真正的安息日。
So they mourned for the day that they could go back to the place of God's purpose.
他们就为那个有一天能够回到神的旨意里面而悲伤。
I know that Psalm 137 is a favorite psalm for many people here.
对于诗篇137篇，对于这里的很多弟兄姊妹都是非常熟悉的。
It says that by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, ye we wept when we remembered Zion.
我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，一追想锡安就哭了。
But brothers and sisters, one day successful businessman and a rich housewife.
但是弟兄姊妹，他们在那里不是非常成功的商人吗？
Yes, of course, they were doing well there.
当然，他们在那里做的生活的非常好。
Why did they weep by the river of Babylon?
那么他们为什么要在巴比伦的河边哭泣呢？
They didn't have a money problem.
他们没有钱财的问题。
Babylonians offered them a life of health and wealth.
巴比伦人为他们提供了生活、健康和财富。
Green cards and citizenship.
绿卡和公民
，and their kids could go to top by Babylonian schools.
他们的儿女可以去最好的巴比伦的学校。
What for they wept?
他们为什么要哭泣
？My dear young people, they mourned for God's heart of Jerusalem.
年轻人们，他们是在为神、为耶路撒冷而哭泣。
And nothing in Babylon city could satisfy their longing heart for the temple in Jerusalem.
因为在巴比伦没有任何事情可以满足他们对于耶路撒冷的那个渴想。
There is only one city in the whole world could satisfy their heart.
整个这个世界上只有一个城市可以满足他们的心。
There is only one place.They can keep the Sabbath that will satisfy their heart.
只有一个地方他们可以来遵守这个安息日，可以让他们的心满足。
So remember what Psalm 84:10 it says about?
还记得那个诗篇84篇所讲的吗？
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
在你愿意住一日，甚至在别处住千年。
Brothers and sisters, this is the heart of an overcomer.
弟兄姊妹，这就是那个得胜者的心。
Why others will enjoy their life in Babylon?
其他人在享受巴比伦的生活的时候
，They planned their great future.
他们在计划他们美好的未来。
They would say, tomorrow or next month or next year, we're going to far land.
他们说明天明年我们会去别的地方。
We're going to make more money.
我们会挣更多的钱。
And we're going to make our kids a better education.
我们给我们孩子更好的教育。
But these people, they dare stand out of their comfort zone and mourn for God's purpose.
但是这些人他们却走出了他们自己的舒服的环境，为了神的旨意。
Because they knew God's heart was always Jerusalem and the temple.
因为他们知道神的心永远是耶路撒冷和他的圣殿。
I believe the return leaders like Zerubbabel.
我知道说佐罗巴伯、
Joshua,
耶稣亚、
Ezra and Nehemiah must have been there.
以斯拉或者尼希米一定是在那里。
They must have joined the overcomers.
他们一定是和这些得胜者在一起。
Sitting by the rivers of Babylon.
坐在巴比伦的那河边上。
And mourning for God's purpose of Zion.
为了神的锡安而悲伤。
They wept for Zion.
他们为了那个锡安而悲伤。
Brothers and sisters, this is the characteristic of God's children in the shadows of their lives.
这是弟兄姊妹，这是神的儿女，得胜者的这个特性。
So at the beginning of Ezra，
这就开始了那个以斯帖的开始。
Ezra，
以斯拉的开始。
When God called His people to return to their homeland for a rebuilding project，
当神呼召他的百姓回去重建那个圣殿的工程的时候
，Only a leftover amount from a large portion of Jews rose in response to God，
只有一小部分的人回应了神的呼召。
Brothers and sisters, these were overcomers.
弟兄姊妹，这是那个得胜者。
But these were the people who mourned by the rivers of Babylon.
但是这些人是坐在巴比伦河边哭泣的人。
The happy life belonged to their fellow Jews.
那个快乐的生活是属于他们的同伴的。
But Jerusalem became their blessed portion.
但是耶路撒冷成了他们祝福的那一部分。
If we put this picture in the light of the New Testament,
我们如果把这个图像放在新约的这个亮光里面，
we could easily apply it to all of us.
我们可以把这件事情应到我们自己的身上。
Because today you and I learn enough about God's purpose.
因为今天我们知道神的旨意，知道了很多。
We have enough time of fellowship about it every week.
我们每个礼拜都有互相交通的机会。
Every Sunday morning, like this morning.
每个主日的早上，像今天一样。
In table meeting.
在饼杯面前。
So many prayers are for the coming of the Lord.
有为了主的再来有这么多的祷告。
But brothers and sisters, how many of us would stand out of our comfort zone to mourn for God's purpose?
但是弟兄姊妹，有谁愿意走出我们自己的舒服的环境，为了神的旨意而哭泣呢？
To mourn for God's purpose of a coming kingdom.
为了神的旨意，为了神的再来的国而哭泣悲伤呢？
1,000 years ago, their mourning is for their returning to Jerusalem.
几千年前，他们的那个悲伤是为了要回到耶路撒冷。
But today, our mourning is for the return of our Lord.
今天我们的悲伤是为了我们再来的主的再来。
How many of us would mourn, saying that how long must we still wait longer for your return?
今天我有多少人说还要多久？还要多久？我们要再等候你的再来。
Well, don't get me wrong. I don't have a problem with lifestyles.
不要误会我，我不觉得有个很好的生活是错的。
Like how many cars or what size of the houses we own.
或你有多少辆车，或者你的房子有多大。
But brothers and sisters, God doesn't curse the happy life on earth.
弟兄姊妹，神并不咒诅我们在地上的一个快乐的生活。
In fact, He's blessing God.
换句话说，事实上，他是一个祝福的神。
As the book of Ecclesiastes says in chapter 9.
像传道书第九章里面所说的
Go eat your bread with joy and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already accepted your labors.
你只管去欢欢喜喜吃你的饭，心中快乐，喝你的酒，因为神已经悦纳你的作为。
But whether we live for blessing or purpose is quite different, don't we?
但是我们是为了这个祝福而生活，还是为了神的旨意而生活，是非常有区别的。
What matters is our characteristic of mourning.
这个重要的是我们这个哭泣的这个特性特点。
Matthew 5:4, our Lord Jesus says.
马太福音第五章第四节里面，主所说。
Blessed are those who mourn.
这个哀痛的人有福了。
For they shall be comforted.
因为他们必得安慰。
Brothers and sisters, today God is still looking for someone.
弟兄姊妹，今天神还在这里寻找。
Someone willing to sit by the rivers of Babylon to mourn for His purpose.
今天神在寻找在巴比伦的河边为了神的旨意而哭泣的人。
We learned from Bible history.
我们从圣经的历史里面所学到
that after God's people arrived in their hometown of Jerusalem,
当神的百姓回到耶路撒冷他们的家乡之后
they faced a desolate and a dry place.
他们就面对的是一个破败的一个非常贫穷非常破烂的地方
It wasn't easy for them to carry out the rebuilding project.
对他们来说重建是一个非常困难的事情
First of allWhether they could survive or not was a big issue.
他们能不能在那里幸存存活下来都是一个问题。
And then they had to face the enemy's intervention.
他们也要面对仇敌的这个破坏。
Because Satan couldn't tolerate God's purpose in work.
因为仇敌对于神的工作是不能够容忍的。
So in Nehemiah 4:21.
所以在尼希米记四章二十一节那里讲
It says that when they labored in building the city wall of Jerusalem
那里讲到说他们在重建圣殿的时候，这个耶路撒冷城墙的时候
，half of them got to hold the spears from daybreak until it was dark。
一半呢要拿着兵器，一直到从天亮一直到晚上的时候。
Some would say that they had a fighting spirit. I agree.
有些人说他们是有一个征战的这个灵，我同意。
But think about it, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姊妹想一想。
If you got a job to do with one hand carrying tools.
如果你在工作的时候一只手拿着工具。
But with a spear in the other hand.
另一只手拿着刀枪。
Wasn't it inconvenient?
这不是很不方便吗？
You know, as I read this part of history many times,
我对于这段的历史读了很多的遍。
I wonder why they returned after 70 years.
我就在想说他们为什么70年之后才回来。
Why not 30, 40, or 60, but 70 years?
为什么不是30年、40年，而是70年？
Well, the answer could be multiple. Answer could be multiple.
这里可能会有很多的答案。
You know, numbers in the Bible always carry special names.
你在圣经里面，这个数字总是有些特殊的意义。
But one of the answers I learned is that Moses once prayed in Psalm 90.
因为但是我觉得有一个答案是在诗篇九十篇里面的摩西的祷告。
And according to Moses' prayer.
根据摩西的这个祷告。
70 is the number of years of man's natural age.
在七十年是人的一个正常的年日。
So when we reach the end of our life,
当我们人生的终点的时候，
we don't think we can do anything.
我们觉得我们什么都做不了了。
Anymore?
能做吗？
So we stop and give it up.
我们就停下来，就完全放弃了。
So my dear young people, when God called His people back to Jerusalem.
所以当年轻人当神呼召他的百姓回耶路撒冷的时候，
they were pushed to the limits of their ability to do anything.
他们把这神把他们能力一直推到了极点，让他们到了他们的终点。
Think about whether they can live today or tomorrow became a big issue.
他们在想的是今天和明天能不能活下去都是一个很大的问题。
How could they rebuild the temple, the city, and the city wall?
他们怎么能够重建这个圣殿这个城墙呢？
Not only the project, but also their daily lives became impossible.
不光是这个重建圣殿，帮他们的日常生活都是问题。
So many things going on cause them to conclude.
有很多的事情都在同时的发生，使他们有一个结论说
that they could do nothing to restore the temple, the city, and the city wall.
他们什么都做不了来重建这个圣殿，来建这个城墙。
But God would do all the work.
但是神会做一切的事情。
So you see.Sometimes God had to use the shadows of our life to train us and to grow our life characteristics.
所以你看，神借着我们生活里面的一些因幽谷来建造我们的性情。
If you ask how we can grow our characteristics in us,
那你要问说，我们怎么能够让我们在属灵的性情能够成长呢？
The answer from that history is that God will use the shadows of our lives.
答案就是神要借着我们生命里面的一些死内幽谷来建造。
God would use the battle and to grow our characteristics.
神要借着一些征战来增加我们的性情。
I think the best example is the book of Esther.
我觉得最好的例子就是以斯帖记。
There was a battle for God's people regarding God's purpose of a restoration.
这里有一个为了神这个复兴的一个计划的一个征战。
However, this time the battle didn't occur in Jerusalem.
但是这个征战不是发生在耶路撒冷。
It was in the capital city of the Persian kingdom.
而是发生在波斯的省城里面。
The enemy was very smart.
这个仇敌是非常聪明的。
He was super smart.
极其的聪明。
For he knew that he couldn't win the battle in the front.
他发现他不能够在前面打赢这场仗的时候。
To stop the rebuilding project.
来停止这个重建圣殿的这个事情。
So he shifted the battlefield to the back.
他就把这个征战 转移到了后面。
And this battle, my dear brothers and sisters, was even more intense and critical than what was going on in Jerusalem.
这个征战比在耶路撒冷的征战更加的激烈，更加的重要，关键。
A brother shared with me recently about the spiritual warfare.
弟兄有一个弟兄最近跟我分享到属灵的征战。
Saying our main battlefield today is mostly not in the church building.
今天我们属灵的征战大部分不是发生在教会里面
，but in our family.
而是在我们的家庭里面。
Because the enemy is super smart.
因为我们的仇敌是非常的聪明。
And it keeps shifting the front line to our backyard.
把这个征战的前锋能够转移到了后方。
Notice that in the garden.
记得还在那个伊甸园里面。
Satan didn't play his tricks on Adam.
撒旦没有来诱惑亚当。
But he played his tricks on Eve.
而是他把这个诱惑转移到了夏娃身上。
And ever since then, he's kept repeating the same strategy to fight us.
今天自从那个时候，他就一直不停的重演这个诡计。
The story of Esther took place about 15 to 20 years before the return of Ezra.
这个以斯帖记是发生在以斯拉返回之前的15到20年之前的事情是时候。
The first group, they built the temple.
这是第一批返回去建了圣殿的人。
And they were about to pass the project to the second and the third groups.
他们要把这个圣殿圣殿的工程交给第二批第三批人。
And by this time, Satan used his capable man, Haman.
这个时候撒旦就要用一个非常有能力的神的仇人叫做哈曼。
In the king's palace.
在王的王宫里。
At backyard.
在后院里面。
To strike on God's people and a rebuilding project.
来攻击神的百姓和他重建的工程。
He even had a much bigger plan.
还有一个更大的计划
which was to destroy all the Jews in Persian states.
而是要把在波斯王国所有的犹大人全部毁灭，犹太人全部毁灭
including those who were already in Jerusalem.
包括那些在耶路撒冷的人
and those who were about to go there with Ezra and Nehemiah.
和那些要跟着以斯拉回到耶路撒冷的人
So the Not a single one would be left out if his plan succeeded.
如果他的计划成功的话，没有一个落网的。
It would be more vicious than Adolf Hitler.
这个比那个希特勒的计划更加的可怕。
So the situation you see was urgent.
你看到这个情况是非常的紧急。
Because if God's people fail to respond.
你看，如果神的百姓如果没有及时的反应，如果反应失败了
，Not only the temple project，
不光这个圣殿的工程
，But even the birth of Messiah would be wiped out from history，
甚至弥赛亚的出生都要被从这个历史上抹灭。
This was by no means a plan on paper。
这不是一个只是在纸上的一个计划
，But an action that seemed irreversible。
是这个而且是在行动上是不可逆转的一个事情。
So my dear young people,
所以年轻人
how would God do to change the situation completely?
那么神怎样做能够来改变这个情况呢？
However, when we open the book of Esther,
但是当我们打开以斯帖记的时候
we don't see God's name there.
我们看不见神的名字这本书里面
Even the word God is never mentioned
神这个字在这本书里没有提起过
Not even in a single place
一次也没有提起过
How can we be satisfied that history is God's story?
那我们怎么能够说这个历史是神的历史呢是神的故事呢
But we don't see his presenceIn an urgent situation,
我们在这个紧急的情况里看不见神的名字。
How can we understand this book of Esther?
我们怎么能够明白这本书呢？
I think first of all,
首先
we come to notice that the book of Esther is a book of names.
我们看到以斯帖记是一本关于有很多名字的书。
Lots of names.
有很多的名字。
And everybody in this book has a name.
每一个人在这本书里都有名字。
Not only does the eagle king and the queen have their names.
不光是这个王和这个王后有名字。
But also their names appear again and again in the book.
而且他们的名在书里面，在这本书里面反复不停地提起来。
Every king's high officers have their names listed.
甚至这些国王的这些首要的这些人都有名字。
There is one king's high officer. He just appeared once.
有一个神的这个有这个王的一个长官，他的名字只提了一次。
But he got his name.
但他有名字。
Even the most dangerous Haman,
这是亚曼最危险的哈曼。
His wives and 10 sons have their names listed.
他的妻子和他的十个儿子的名字都记在这里。
But my dear young people, isn't it surprising that the name of the most important God is nowhere to be found in this book?
但你不觉得很奇怪，这个神这么重要的名字，这本书里竟然没有提起来过？
Why are so many people's names so loud?
为什么这些人的名字声音这么大？
Louder than God's name.
比神的名字声音还要大。
But the name of God is neglected.
但是神的名字却在这里被忽视了。
Brothers and sisters, this book shows us.
弟兄姊妹，这本书告诉我们。
That if any name among us is spoken louder than the name of our Lord Jesus.
如果人的名字比主耶稣，我们主耶稣的名字声音更大。
We know that we are in an urgent situation.
我们知道说我们在一个非常窘迫的光景里面。
Second, even though we don't see the word God anywhere in this book.
第二点，我们虽然看不见神在这里被提起。
We surely can see His presence in the shadows.
但是我们却能够看见他的存在。
Through a godly character by her characteristics.
借着这个人的性情的显示。
Sometimes God hides himself.
有的时候神把他自己隐藏起来。
From the scene.
把在这个景况里面隐藏起来。
So our characteristics as his children can be revealed.
我们作为他神儿女的这个性情能够被显示出来。
You see how graceful he is.
你看到他的恩典何等的大吗？
He even hides himself and gives us a chance and to reveal the characteristics of us.
他甚至把他自己隐藏起来，为了让我们把我们的性情能够显示出来。
When you see a baby learning to walk,
你看到一个小孩子在学习走路的时候，
the parents take their protective hands away.
父母就把他们那个保护的手挪开来
，away from the child，
从这个孩子身上挪开来
，and to cheer for the baby on the side， yeah， you can do it，
在旁边为这个孩子鼓励说你可以做得到
，it's so great， you do it，
你这么好，继续做。
So the baby would take it as how amazing I am。
这个孩子举了说你看我有多好
，saying that I'm a man， I can walk。
你看我可以走路了。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes God wants to show us His salvation story.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候神想要向我们显示他的救恩的故事。
But this story operates on our side.
但这个故事是在我们这一侧来运行的。
And we, thousands of ordinary people like that woman Esther.
我们这个上千万的这些跟以斯帖一样的一个普通的人。
Became the main cast on the stage.
在这个舞台上却变成了一个主角。
Don't forget, history is God's story.
不要忘记这个历史是神的故事。
He is the main role on the stage.
在这个舞台上他是那个主角。
He should be.
他应该是这个主角。
But many times we became the main cast on the stage.
但是很多时候在舞台上我们成了那个主角。
Brothers and sisters, you and I play an indispensable role in history.
弟兄姊妹，你和我的名字在历史上是不能够缺少的。
In his story,
在他的故事里面
But we don't come to the stage with an empty hand.
但是我们来到舞台上不是空着手来的。
What matters our role in God's story?
我们在这个神的故事里面是我们的角色是非常重要的。
Is our characteristic.
是我们的性情。
You know, in many times you and I have good enough reason in our lives.
很多时候你和我在我们的生活里面有很多的理由。
Where we weren't quite sure if God was there.
很多时候我们不知道说神是不是在那里。
Because you have searched every corner of your life.
因为你在你的生活的每一个角落里都去寻找。
You just don't see his name in the shadow.
你就是在那个你在各样的阴影里面找不到神。
And you wonder if he's still in the midst of your life.
你就觉得说神在你的生活里面还在同在吗？
You feel like God is so distant.
你觉得说神是这样的遥远。
Or away somehow.
或者说神离开了你。
Then, brothers and sisters, I think you're going to understand the book of Esther.
这样弟兄姊妹你会应该会明白以斯帖。
Then you're going to understand why God wanted to hide his name from this book.
你会明白说神为什么在这本书里把他的名字藏了起来。
Brothers and sisters, all this is for the growth and the manifestation of your characteristics as God's children.
神目的是为了让你作为神的儿女把你的生命你的性情能够成长也能够彰显出来。
Let's go to Esther 2 verse 7.
我们来看看以斯帖第二章第七节。
We learned here that Esther has two names.
我们知道说以斯帖有两个名字。
She had her given Hebrew name.
她有一个所给的犹大的名字。
Which is Hadassah.
是哈大沙。
And then she had her Persian name.
然后她有一个波斯的名字。
Which is Esther.
是以斯帖。
This might be simply formative for us. This might be simply formative for us.
这只是可能是一个形式上的事情。
You think it's just information.
你觉得说这就是一些信息就是了。
You know, what a heck, and God gave us just two names.
那你觉得说神就是给我们两个名字而已。
But I wonder if the Holy Spirit.
但是我在想圣灵在这里。
The author of this book.
这个书的作者
is causing us to want to think a little further.
想让我们再思考一下，再往里面再思考一下。
And consider the spiritual characteristics carried by these two names.
来想一下这两个名字属灵的意思。
Hadassah in Hebrew was a Mid-Eastern fruit.
哈大沙在希伯来文里面是一个中东的一个水果。
As today we call it the guava fruit.
今天我们叫番石榴果。
The guava tree in Israel is kind of like a dwarf shrub, right?
这个番石榴是在中东是长了一个非常矮的一个灌木丛。
It usually grows in a lonely place.
通常是长在这个洼地上。
Not as tall as cedars of Lebanon.
跟那个cedar 橡
柏木
香柏木是不一样的。
You can see the cedars of Lebanon from very far.
你可以很远的地方就可以看到香柏树。
So tall, so beautiful.
是这样的高大，这样的美丽。
But not as a guava fruit.
但是番石榴不一样。
Its root is not as deep as oak.
它的根也没有像橡树那么深。
But interestingly, it is evergreen even in the cold season.
但是它是四季常青的，甚至在冬天的时候。
I mean in Israel.
啊
？I mean in Israel, not in Houston.
是在以色列地，不是在 Houston.
The guava fruit always spread a fragrant smell when it is ready to pick.
当这个果子要成熟的时候，要被取下来的时候，它是非常的香。
The aroma of guava fruit is fresh, sweet, and persistent.
它那个香味是非常的持续，非常的甜美。
But not so strong.
但是却不是那么的强烈。
That you often can't figure out where it comes from.
有的时候你不能够判断这个香味是从哪里来的。
So this name reminds us of what Paul says In 2 Corinthians 2:15.
这句话，这个香味，让我们想起了在哥林多后书二章十五节里面所讲的。
Brothers and sisters, Paul says.
弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里说。
We are to God the fragrance of Christ.
我们在神面前是有基督馨香之气。
And the aroma of life among the people.
在人的身上有这个馨香之气。
The implication is that when anybody touches us,
这个意思就是说，当有人摸到我们的时候
，he's supposed to feel full of the sweetness of life and the grace of Christ.
他能够摸到那个生命的香甜美和那个复活的生命。
And you don't have to make it.
你不是装出来的。
And you don't have to work diligently on it.
你不是需要去努力地去制造出来。
It naturally spread out all over the place.
这是非常自然的能够彰显出来。
However, you won't see and hear any self-advertisement.
但是你看不到这个人自己的给自己的这个做的广告。
Like I'm a cedar of Lebanon.
我好像我是那个黎巴嫩的香柏树一样。
Look at me, I'm so beautiful and so strong and so tall.
你看看我是何等的高大、强壮和美丽。
No, this is the Lebanon. This is the cedar of Lebanon.
这是从黎巴嫩来的香柏树。
Not Hadassah.
不是这个番石榴。
It is the characteristic of meek and humbleness.
是这个谦卑的温柔的这个形象。
So when our Lord Jesus came to the world,
当主来到这个地上的时候
，Isaiah 53:2 says,
这个以赛亚书五十三章二节那里讲
，He has no form or comeliness.
他没有家形美容。
And when we see him.
当我们看见他的时候
，There is no beauty that we should desire him.
也没有美貌使我们羡慕他。
He's only the son of a carpenter.
他只是一个木匠的儿子。
People pointed at him.
人就在背后指着他说。
People spit at him.
人向他脸上吐唾沫。
Because he only had the form of the carpenter.
因为他只有一个木匠的样子。
But he is the source of life.
但他却是生命的源头。
Leading people to life.
把人带到生命里。
My dear young people, this is the meaning of this particular name, Hadassah.
这是这个哈大沙的名字的意思。
We're living in the state of Texas in America.
我们今天在美国生活在德州。
I don't have to remind you, right?
我不需要提醒你。
And we know that Texans love and enjoy everything in supersize.
我们知道德州人喜欢都是超大的东西。
So people call it Texas size.
所以人说这是德州的大小德州的那个规模。
I once had a close friend from Canada who visited us.
有一次我一个朋友从加拿大过来。
He admired life in Houston.
他非常羡慕德州的生活。
Because everything here is amazingly big for Canadians.
对于加拿大人来说，这里所有的东西都超大。
So before he left for home in Canada.
所以在他回到加拿大之前
，He bought a T-shirt at airport.
他在机场就买了一个 T 恤。
That printed "I love Texas."
上面写的说我爱德州。
I said to him, "You don't have to spend the money at airport."
我跟他说你不需要在机场花这个钱。
They cheat your money.
他们实际上是骗了你。
And he said, I wanted to buy it.
他说我真的很想买。
Because I love Texas.
因为我实在是爱德州。
And everything in Texas is amazingly big.
因为每一个在德州的东西都是非常的大。
Pretty funny, isn't it?
你是不是觉得很可笑？
But if we move the same picture to our spiritual life,
但是我们如果把这件事情回到我们属灵的生活里面
，We know that a human flesh has the characteristic of being big and famous.
我们知道说我们的属肉体的就是喜欢大，喜欢有名气。
Many times we fell into that trap in matters of a spiritual life.
在我们属灵生活里面，多少次我们陷到那个陷阱里面
？But God is here by the name of Hadassah.
但是神在这里面有那个哈大沙的名字
，to remind us，
来提醒我们
，that is that what he asked for us is not the same as Texan's path。
他跟我们所要的不是德州的这个大小。
But we are willing to hide and not show it.
而是让我们能够隐藏，而不需要彰显。
Brothers and sisters, in the shadows of an urgent situation.
在这样一个紧急的光景里面。
God raised a small woman.
神兴起了一个非常小的小女子。
And she came to change the whole situation completely.
她来这把这个整个情况翻转过来。
That saved all God's people.
她拯救了所有的神的百姓。
Secured the heavenly plan of the Messiah. He will birth and the birth of a Messiah.
保证了神的这个弥赛亚的诞生。
But very interestingly, notice that she carried a small name of meek and humbleness.
但是有意思的是，她却有一个非常的谦卑的名字。
So in Matthew 5:5, the Lord Jesus says.
所以马太福音五章五节那里讲到。
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Another interesting fact about Hadassah.
另外一个有意思的事情，关于这个哈大沙的这个意思。
The guava fruit is that it contains lots of seeds in it.
这个番石榴果里面有很多的种子。
Once a sister from Taiwan gave me a couple of guava fruit.
有一次从台湾来的姊妹给我带了几个这个番石榴。
I never had experience having a guava fruit when I was in mainland.
我在中国大陆的时候从来没有吃过番石榴。
I've never seen such kind of a fruit when I was in Shanghai.
在上海我也没有见过这种食物。
So I was so glad and to have a guava fruit.
所以我非常的高兴能够尝一尝这个番石榴。
Sounded so exotic.
看的是这样子的这个
Sounded so foreign, so exotic.
看的是这样子的就是非常
Yeah, it's good, you know that.
看着非常好，看着非常奇妙的一个果子。
But when I start to eat it,
但是当我吃的时候
I found like that there are lots of seeds just under the skin of the fruit.
在这个果子的皮下面有很多的种子。
I was disappointed.
我非常的失望。
This is the guava fruit.
这是这个番石榴。
Guava fruit contains lots of seeds in it.
它里面有很多的种子。
Brothers and sisters, seeds represent the life of God in the Bible.
这个种子在圣经里面代表这个神的生命。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 12.
在福音书里，马太约翰福音十二章里面。
Our Lord Jesus says that if a seed of a wheat falls into the ground and dies,
这个主耶稣说，一粒麦子落在地里死了。
It produces much grain.
它能够造出很多的籽粒来。
And the Lord Jesus is that seed and falls and dies for us.
那个主耶稣就是那一粒种子。
So the life starts in us.
所以那个他死了，所以我结出许多的籽粒来，生命在我们里面开始。
Paul in Ephesians 2, verse 1.
保罗在以弗所书第二章第一节那里讲到。
Says that we used to be dead in trespasses and sins.
他说我们是死在罪恶过犯里面。
But when the seed of life came into us,
当这个生命的种子进到我们里面的时候，
and he made us alive,
他就使我们活过来。
So the implication is that whenever you see the seeds, wherever you see the seeds,
所以当你每次看到这个种子的时候，
you will surely be able to smell the breath of life.
当然能够，你就能够看到这个生命的生命的味道。
Brothers and sisters, this is the meaning carried by the name of Hadassah.
这就是那个哈大沙的这个名字的意义。
Because it is characteristic of overflowing life.
是这一个生命的流露。
God wanted us to be the fruit of Hadassah.
神希望我们能够有这个哈大沙这个生命。
The fruit contains lots of seeds.
这个果子里面有很多的种子。
But sometimes we just have, we either have no seed.
很多时候我们里面或者没种子。
Or we just have one seed.
或者一个种子。
And we give to this one, and we turn to that one to say, sorry.
我们把这个种子给了这个人， 转过来看另外一个人的时候，我们说对不起，没有了。
No more seeds available.
没有再也没有种子了。
You know, in the book of Exodus, chapter 39.
在出埃及记三十九章那里面。
When God told Moses to make the robe for the high priest.
当神跟摩西说要为了那个大祭司造那个衣服的时候。
Verse 24, he says.
在二十四节里面讲到。
Make on the hem of the robe pomegranate.
在那个衣服的底下做那个石榴
pomegranates of colored threads
pomegranate 用那个线来做石榴
and put pomegranates between the golden bell
在那个金那个
铃铛
的中间有那个石榴
why dear young people
为什么呢
why God ask for this
为什么神要这个番石榴这个石榴呢
？Because like a guava fruit，
因为像那个番石榴一样。
Pomegranate fruit contains lots of seeds，
因为石榴里面有很多的种子。
And it symbolizes life in spirit，
它就代表生命里圣灵里面的生命。
Life of God
是神的生命。
Meaning when the high priest went into the temple.
当大祭司进到圣殿里的时候
went into the temple of temple.
到了进到至圣所的时候
his service before God must be with life.
他的服事必须带着生命的服事
So the pomegranates on the hem of the robe remind him.
所以在那个衣服襟底下的石榴提醒他
You contain the life of God.
你是里面有盛装神生命的。
You serve for the life of God.
你为了神的生命来，带着神的生
命来服侍。You must serve with the life of God.
你必须带着神的生命来服侍。
We have a gospel works reaching different people groups today.
今天我们有福音的工作能够够到很多不同层次的人。
We want to reach students on campus.
我们希望能够够到在修大的学生们
family members and friends
或者他们的家人或者他们的朋友
cancer patients and their families
或者是癌症的癌友和他们的家人们
but brothers and sisters let's be reminded by this name Hadassah
但是弟兄姊妹我们需要被提醒这个哈大沙这个名字
that we are spreading the good news of eternal life
我们是传讲的是这个永生生命的一个好消息
not a cheap promise of a solution that you will be all right and you will find a better physician. You come to the number one cancer hospital in the world.
不是一个廉价的这个解决了问题的答案。是说你来到了美国，来到一个很好的医疗中心，你会找到最好的医生。
All of that won't help them.
这些不能够帮助他们。
We come to the people and let the aroma of life pass through our connection to them.
我们来到他们面前，是把那个生命的香馨香之气传给他们。
Let's come to the name Esther.
我们来到以斯帖这个名字上。
Esther in Persian language means star.
在波斯语言里面，以斯帖是星星。
We could learn many beautiful stories about the star.
我们关于这个星星这个名字，我们可以学到很多的故事。
We all know that the lovely story by Mozart, the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
我们当然都知道那个小红那个闪闪星星那首歌。
But we have to realize.
但是我们必须要意识到。
That it was a Persian name.
那是一个波斯的名字。
For a Jewish woman.
是给犹大人所起的。
A Jewish woman, she has her own name, Hadassah.
是个犹大女子，她有她自己的名字。
But now she had to take it.
但她现在必须要接受这个名字。
To hide her identity as she was becoming queen of Persia.
当她成为王后的时候，她要把她自己的作为犹大人这个身份藏起来。
She had to take the Persian name in order to save her people.
为了拯救他的百姓，他必须要把他自己的名字藏起来。
So all of the Persian people,
所有的波斯人
，including the king of Persia,
包括这个波斯的王
，they may only know this woman was called Esther.
他们只知道这个人叫做以斯帖。
If you ask who is this woman,
如果你问这是谁,
and they will be happily to tell you that she's Esther.
他们会高兴地告诉你说这叫以斯帖。
She's a Persian woman.
她是一个波斯女子。
But don't forget that she's a Jewish woman and she has her own name, Hadassah.
但是你不要忘记她是犹大人，她有她自己的名字叫
But this time she has to take a Persian name.
但这一次她必须要来接受这个波斯人的名字。
It's not something beautiful. It's a humiliation for her.
这不是一个荣耀的事情，是一个羞辱。
It's about a so dear young people.
所以年轻人
This beautiful name tells us such a beautiful story.
这个名字告诉我们一个这样美好的故事。
It's about the Jewish woman who wanted to achieve God's purpose of salvation.
是个犹大女子，她要来完成神救恩的旨意。
So she voluntarily put everything behind her.
所以她愿意自愿地把所有的事情放下。
Even her own identity.
甚至她自己的身份。
Name.
她的名字。
And the life.
他和他的生活。
You know, I learned from my children.
我从我的孩子学到。
I learned from my son.
我从我的儿子那里学到。
And he told me that when he was in like a middle school and a high school.
他在初中和高中的时候。
He didn't care too much about his identity as a Chinese.
他对他自己作为生活中国人这个身份并不是很在意。
But after he went to college.
当他去了大学以后。
He cared.
他开始在意这件事情。
He cared more and more.
他越来越在意这件事情。
About his identity.
为了他这个身份。
His identity as a Chinese.
他把他自己作为中国人。
And he wanted people to respect his identity.
他希望别人能够尊重他作为中国人的
身份。He said, "I cannot deny it, and you cannot deny. I am Chinese."
我不能够否认，你也不能够否认我是中国人。
Even I was born in this country.
虽然我在这个国家出生。
I can be called American Chinese.
我可以作为美国中国人。
But you can't cross out the Chinese.From my identity.
但是你不能够把我的身份里面这个中国人去掉。
Hadassah is a Jewish woman.
哈大莎是犹大女子。
She's a mature woman.
她是一个成熟的人。
She's about the age to marry.
她是要快到结婚的年龄。
And she's proud of her Jewish name Hadassah.
她也非常对她的犹大人的名字非常的骄傲。
And this time the chance comes.
这一次这个机会来了。
The only chance and comes to her that she will be the only one to fulfill God's purpose to save these people.
这个机会就是她成为那个唯一可以拯救以色列人、成就神旨意的人。
But she has to take a Persian name.
但她必须要接受这个波斯人的名字。
Even though it's a beautiful name.
虽然是个美丽的名字。
But brothers and sisters and my young people, it's a Persian name.
但是弟兄姊妹年轻人这是一个波斯人的名字
And she said to the Lord
他就跟主说
Let it to be
照着你的旨意吧
Thy will be done
你的旨意照你的愿你的旨意成就
Luke 14
路加福音十四章那里
says there were great numbers of people when our Lord Jesus walking on the earth who went after him
在这个主在地上行走的时候有很多人跟随他
But in verse 26,
但是在二十六节
Our Lord turned and said to them
主就转过来对他们说
If anyone wants to come to me
任何人到我这里来
But doesn't hate his father, mother
如果不恨他的父母妻子
Wife and the children
他的妻子儿女
Brothers and the sisters
弟兄姐妹
YesAnd his own life also.
和他自己的性命。
He cannot be my disciple.
就不能做我的门徒。
Brothers and sisters, this is the perfect meaning of the name of Esther.
这就是那个以斯帖名字的完美的意思。
It shows a great characteristic of self-denial in following Jesus.
在跟随主的路上，他是这样子的一个否认自己。
You don't have to deny your job.
你不需要否认你的工作。
You don't have to deny your house.
你不需要否认你的房子。
You don't have to deny your family.
你不需要否认你的家庭。
You don't have to deny your possessions.
你不需要否认你的位置。
But you can't deny these characteristics of God's children.
但是你不能够否认这位作为神儿女的这个性情。
If someone among us say he's spiritual,
如果有人在我们这里说他是很属灵的，
He loves the Lord.
他爱主。
He reads the Bible.
他读圣经。
And prays and labors diligently in serving the Lord.
在服侍神的事情上非常的忠心。
How can he reveal his condition, his true condition?
他怎么能够显示他真实的光景呢？
Brothers and sisters, the secret lies in the name of Esther.
这个秘密在于这个以斯帖的名字上。
Who refused to save herself and puts her future at risk by chasing after God's purpose.
她拒绝来保护自己，而是来追求神的旨意。
Don't forget my dear young people, as I just said, the name Esther sounded so beautiful.
不要误会我，这个以斯帖这个名字非常的美丽。
It's twinkle twinkle little star.
是那个星星的意思。
But it was a serious test for Hadassah, a Jewish woman.
但对哈大沙这个犹大人来说是个非常严肃的考验。
You know what? Even Abraham.
甚至亚伯拉罕。
One of her famous forefathers.
他的先祖。
Failed.
哈大那个犹以斯帖的先祖也失败了。
Abraham failed this test.
亚伯拉罕在这个试验上失败了。
Because he lied and gave his wife away to save himself.
他为了救他自己的性命，把他的妻子给他背逆了他的妻子。
But this small woman of Jewish, woman.
但是这个小小的犹大女子。
And she said, "I take."
她说我愿意接受这个名字。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
let's meet Esther and dive into her story.
我们来看看以斯帖的进入她的故事里面。
To learn the lessons about characteristics God wants to plant and grow in us.
是神要在我们里面所要成长的这个性情。
Because salvation is truly His story.
这个救恩的确是神的故事。
But also it's our story on our side.
但是在我们这一侧也是我们的故事。
And we all played an indispensable role in His story.
我们在这个里面有一个非常重要的角色。
And our characteristics matter in our role.
我们的性情非常的重要。
I think, and this is what we can learn from these two names.
我们从这两个名字里，这是我们所要学到的功课。
Let's have a word prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your beautiful word.
主，我们为你的这个美丽的话语所向你献上感谢。
We thank you for this beautiful character.
我们向你为这个美丽的性情向你献上感谢。
In this book.
在这本书里面。
She's so small, but she's godly.
她是这样子的渺小，但是却这样子的敬虔。
Not by her might, but by her characteristic.
不是借着她的能力，而是借着她的性情。
To save all God's people.
来拯救神的百姓。
And to fulfill your purpose.
来完成你的旨意。
Lord bless us.
来祝福我们主。
So we may follow her steps.
我们也能够来跟随他的脚踪。
And to fulfill your purpose of coming kingdom.
来为了你再来的国度能够来成就你的旨意。
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.
感谢主，奉主耶稣的名祷告。